Tim Conway, a struggling young comedian who's hoping to break through in the business, is now on the phone. Hello, youngster.
I was surprised he's still alive. Is he alive? He is alive.
Tim Conway must be, right? Yeah, Tim Conway. We're hearing good things.
Yeah, he's got about a week left, I think.
That's not even close to being true. That's Harvey you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get those two mixed up. Only.
Tim Conway and Harvey Korman together again. You know, you guys have more farewell tours than Cher.
Isn't that fun? And Stephen Eady. Yeah, we're all getting together for all our farewell tours. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well, we never know when we're going to go. That's the thing, you know.
So you're trying to time it out?
You look good towards the end, though. Actually, it's blood pressure, but everybody's like, yeah, he's got good color.
That's just lovely. By the way, have you gone by Cher's place and picked up anything from her garage sale this week?
Not yet.
Because I think you and Harvey Korman, when you're doing this show here coming up,
yeah,
that a couple of nice headpieces and wardrobe changes would be great for you guys.
Great. Yeah, I know Harvey would be interested in some of the gowns.
He does love to put on something and feel pretty.
A little
pretty.
Cross-dressing there, yeah.
That's just one of the best things. Tim Conway and Harvey Korman have been best friends for years. Either that or they hang together for the money. Which is it, actually?
Well, he thinks I'm his best friend. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah. Not at all?
He doesn't know. I can't stand it. But, listen, better we keep it that way, you know? Well, much easier to perform.
You got
to
do what you got to do.
And, right.
And this show coming up, which features the two of you together on stage, I can't help but notice in all of my materials, you're getting top billing.
Yes. Well, I wrote the show, and Harvey doesn't know that. I don't think he can read, actually, so it doesn't matter. You know,
seems like the right thing to do. You're doing a 3 o'clock show. Is that early enough?
Yeah, that's 3 in the morning now. I don't know whether that express that or not.
Everybody's getting up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you got that going.
Most of our audience is just coming out of bed by then. Yeah. So we catch them before the evening meal. For that early bird.
And then you got a 7 o'clock as well.
Yeah, just in case you missed the 3 o'clock. A lot of them are late, you know.
Now, did the 3 o'clockers stay around to make sure they didn't miss any of the nuances?
Oh, yeah. They lip-sync the second show.
Oh, they do. By the way, how come we don't have more of that in comedy? A little lip-syncing like Britney Spears and her sister and everybody else does.
That would be great. Yes, yeah. God, those are talented people, though. Come on, you know.
How great would that be if you walked on stage and you just started with a dog walks into a bar with an Irishman on his shoulder and then the tape breaks?
Yeah, right.
You know, and then you got to explain yourself.
Yeah.
That's no good.
That has happened, yes.
Is it like a Grateful Dead show where you just bust people around the country?
Thing. Yeah. Yeah, the kind of, well, I guess it, yeah, a lot of makeup and earrings and things like
that.
Sure,
and playing frisbee in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
Do you sell any of Harvey's jewelry in the parking lot, and does he make his own?
We've sold some of his teeth, but that's as far as we've gone. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a Burnett show. Well, actually, it's like vaudeville, really.
Yeah,
we're bringing back vaudeville.
Yeah,
I know it'll come back.
Nice of you.
And we do about 6 sketches, and this girl travels with us. I don't know what she does. She travels with us, but I want to tell you, she does impressions and is terrific. And so we do, what everybody kind of comes to see, the dwarf and
sure.
Tud Ball and the old man and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're pretty happy.
No, it's great. And, as you know...
It's not great. It's okay.
Well, it's not that...
Yeah, it's not that good.
Come on, listen. It's worth half the money.
That's right.
Now, what are you doing for a good time this summer? Did you have a good summer?
I believe so, yeah. I have to check a little later. That memory thing is not working all that well, so you know, it kind of catches up with you. Sometime later in the fall, it will.
So,
and I'll know what I did this summer.
Did you travel at all?
Well, I went. I live pretty close to Del Mar down in. We were working most of the summer, but I go to Del Mar, the racetrack down there.
Okay.
And I was going to be a jockey. That's before I got into this business. I actually was. I weighed 95 pounds. I was galloping horses in Cleveland. And
did you have your own silks?
Yeah. And I actually had on the back written on it, no passing. But never was in front of anybody long enough to get.
I'm surprised that didn't catch on.
Well, you know, we kept it. Well, then I finally came out here and bought horses, and we put it on our silks out here. And Lafitte Pinkai one day was actually right. And he was last, too, which was good. So the no passing really was funny.
As long as he's last. Yeah, as long as he's last out of the gate.
Yeah, right.
Now, you know, I'm always I keep telling you this. It's odd because you always tell me you're going to call me back, but I've told you for years I'm always available if you need an opener.
Aha! Well, we could use an opener and a middle. And a little bit of a closer, too. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, Harvey's getting up there, you know.
Right.
He drifts off a lot during the sketches, so...
Have you thought about maybe cots for napping? So when you're doing Dorf, he could catch a little.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he catches a little shut eye during the show. Yeah.
And when you're not on the road, what are you doing?
We're just back in Los Angeles. I do a lot of stuff. I'm still very, very popular. Actually, Harvey and I are still doing the Burnett Show. We go down there every Friday and do the show. They don't tape it, but we do it. And it keeps us busy.
Is that where Lyle is?
Yeah, Lyle's down there.
Because we haven't seen Lyle Waggoner in years.
I know. You know, he is so wealthy, it's sickening. He came up with that thing, dressing...
Honey wagons.
Trailer. Yeah, Waggoner wagons or something. If I don't know when he was going to be that good, I'd have been much closer to him. I would really get a low and stuff, you know. But who would have thought?
Yeah, who's the pretty boy? Get him away from me. He'll never amount to anything.
Think you're funny?
Yeah. And how about Carol? Will she return your phone calls at this point?
It's great now. She has a home up in Montecito, and she has an ATM window right at her house. So we don't even have to go in anymore. You know, you just drive up, show her the license, and boom, we get our 20, and we're off.
Well, that seems good.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of those shows in the 60s and 70s, the other than the star... you know, the people on the show weren't making a lot of money, and I just wondered if you were able to get rich off that deal.
Yeah, no, we were one of those that you're talking about. Yeah, yeah,
right.
We kind of work for food and you know, just clothing. We get a lot of clothing.
Sure,
you get to keep your wardrobe, which is really stylish now.
Which is good. You know, and the other deal that a lot of people don't understand. Well, I'll give you an example. Like the Beverly Hillbillies, the only one that made residual dough off that, got paid for the reruns and stuff, is Buddy Ebsen. And the sad thing is, Granny became a hooker. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Whoa, you're not kidding.
But the business in Bug Tussle is better than you think. Tell me, you could have worked a Bug Tussle reference in any more seamlessly than that.
Anywhere. It's always good. It's solid. That's the thing.
Now, is Chicago usually a good town for you?
Very nice, yes. Yeah. My wife's Italian, so we get to visit a lot of the prisons, say hello to some of the family. How long are you in for, Jimmy? To see you Christmas, maybe.
Now, has she ever had anyone whacked?
Not that I know of. Oh, okay. I've come pretty close to being whacked.
Yeah.
No. She's pretty good now. Yeah, we straightened her up.
Yeah, and what about Harvey? Does the family travel with him?
Harvey is a nutcase. He's neurotic and compulsive and all that, so he's wonderful to travel with because you can do anything you want to him. We had to stop for gas one time in Arkansas coming back to California. We were going into the wind, so they had to stop for gas. And as we were taking off, I said to Harvey, you know, I'm not sure they put that gas cap back on. And he actually was going to ask the pilot to turn around and go back and see if the gas cap was on. The pilot says, we don't have a gas cap.
Well, you know, pretty blondes, there's a reason all those jokes exist.
Yes.
So, and over the years that you've done all these shows together, have you ever had a fight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But see, he's one of those intelligent guys, you know, that tries to think it out. But at that time, I've slapped him around so much, you know, he has no idea what he's talking about.
Right. So he understands who's in charge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is why you have top billing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know
that either.
It's all clear to me now.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Conway, I mean, he's just the funniest guy in the world. There's nobody better.